from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCorsenzo, topping our report this hour with a commanding win. In Tuesday's election, Mikey Sherrill is the Garden State's next governor, and Blue Jersey looks to be back. But how can Sherrill translate enthusiasm into success in office?
They are going to have to make sure to deliver, and not just deliver, but communicate those successes to voters.
That's Alyssa Maurice with Stockton University's Hughes Center for Public Policy. She says that despite a strong Democratic showing, New Jersey voters aren't immune for voting for change in the future. The first woman to serve as the Speaker of the House has announced she's not running for re-election. Nancy Pelosi made the announcement in a video this morning. The 85-year-old has been in politics for nearly four decades, representing her San Francisco-based district. Pelosi served as House Speaker from 2007 to 2011 and again from 2019 to 2023. She said with a grateful heart she looks forward to her final year of service. And one New Jersey town is helping lead the pack on a national trend known as bike busing.
The idea is an organized group for kids to ride their bicycles to school, led by some parent volunteers. Montclair has been offering a weekly bike bus on Fridays, and participation can be as large as 300 riders at a time. Advocates say it's a chance to practice safe riding while getting in some physical activity before and after classes. Other Jersey towns on the map with nonprofit Bike Bus World include Bridgewater, Maple Shade, and South Orange and Maplewood. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. United Airlines will refund customers who now don't want to fly because of the impending federal flight restrictions. The FAA is cutting 10% of flights in crowded U.S. airspace starting tomorrow morning due to the air traffic controller staffing issues during the ongoing government shutdown. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down just under 400 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 to get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will the weather pick up to end the week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be chilly as we get through tonight with a partly cloudy sky. Low temperatures mostly in the 30s. There will be some areas of frost as we head into early tomorrow. And some spots in the Northwest Hills will even see a freeze. It will be breezy tomorrow. In general, more clouds and sunshine, especially later in the day. That's when we'll see the most cloud cover. Tomorrow's high near 60. So we do expect some showers to move through the area tomorrow night with a lot of clouds. Low near 50, so not nearly as cold as tonight. Saturday looks even a bit warmer. A pleasant day to start off the weekend with some sunshine. Highs up into the mid-60s. Then the clouds return by Sunday. There will be some rain at times. Sunday's high will be close to 60 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Piscataway 54, Point Pleasant 54, Camden, look at that. 54 degrees, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by County Concrete. Get ready-mixed concrete, sand, and crushed gravel with their top-of-the-line delivery service throughout northern New Jersey. Find more info at countyconcretenj.com. Once more, that's countyconcretenj.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.